This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know if this is a fat story, but I still think that this is a story of love and intrigue and a sandwich. So I got a club sandwich. It would have been on Tuesday. And I ate half of it, and I had half of it left over. Club sandwiches are pretty big, you know? And I had it left over, and it was in the fridge. I was looking forward to that club sandwich all morning yesterday morning. And I'm like, I'm going to hurry home after this. I have an interview with Dan Dockich. And then after that interview with Dan Dockich, I'm going to eat that club sandwich, Tom. And I went to the fridge after the interview with Dan Dockich, and I picked up like the styrofoam to-go container. And I'm like, this feels a little light. And I opened it up, and half the sandwich is gone. And, you know, Liz, she's at home, and I go, why'd you eat half the sandwich? She goes, well, you let me eat it last time. I go, that was last time. You didn't text me. I've been looking forward to this sandwich all day. And she was miffed that I would even question these things.
Yeah, but I'd be miffed that the sandwich was gone that you were all excited about eating.
You didn't get me. I said, you didn't let me make plans. I would have made different arrangements. I'd have let you eat the entire sandwich had you had texted me and let me know.
Well, so you're down to a quarter sandwich?
Yes.
Now, and what's then, the point?
And so I take the sandwich.
It's not even an appetizer.
And then she does that thing where she just basically, exactly, thank you very much. She does that thing where she basically just like flippantly waves her fingers at me and that's it. And she's like, I got to go take a shower. Okay?
Well, after that quarter sandwich.
I'll just sit here with my snack now.
Can't even get the meat sweats with a quarter.
Exactly. I mean, it's turkey, it's bacon, it's a club. It's great. I put it on this paper plate. And I go to throw the styrofoam container away because I want to put the bit of sandwich I have left. I want to put the mayo. I want to put the mayonnaise next to each other. I mean, I really want to enjoy what the quarter of this sandwich that I have left is because I'm already trying to just deal with this and enjoy because I ain't going back out to go get something else. And as I go, I don't know how it happened. I don't know if there's ghosts in the house, whatever, that knocked it out of my hand. The quarter sandwich just falls off the paper plate and it's all over the floor. Look at how they massacred my boy. And it's just one, there's nobody else home except for my wife and the dog. And it's just one F-bomb after another. I mean, every cuss word, most cuss words that you can think of, I'm using in that moment. And she's looking at me like I'm the psycho. And I go, I went from looking forward to this sandwich all morning.
Now you're destitute.
To half the sandwich. Nothing. And now it's inedible. It's right next to the trash can, so I'm not, as much as people think because I'm fat that I'm a slob, I am not a slob. If anything, I'm a neat freak, in so many words.
It was just a half a sandwich.
Remember, it's a quarter of a sandwich, so the quarter of the sandwich falls on the floor. If it had fallen on the other side of the kitchen, I might have tried to retrieve, except it's a club. It all fell apart. There's turkey laying on the floor. There's other bits of it, innards laying on the floor.
It didn't have the pick.
And then,
didn't have the toothpick.
It didn't have the toothpick in it. And it was by the trash can.
Frilly thing on top.
Yeah.
So I just assume there's a circumference around the trash can of things you can't touch.
Like no,
anytime.
That's high traffic area.
Anytime my fingers come anywhere near the trash can, it's washed. I wash my hands more than probably some doctors over at Cleveland Clinic a day. And I was just so downtrodden and distraught over this sandwich. And she couldn't understand why I was losing my mind. I mean, it was F this, F that, all the things that you could think
of. She had no idea the chain of events that she set off.
And then all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy here. You ate the other half of my sandwich, the other quarter of my sandwich that I was going to eat. And then I couldn't even eat the club because I dropped on the floor.
Did you at least rub it in to ask her, hey, how was it? How was
the sandwich? Oh, no, because I go, what else is there to eat? Oh, yeah, you didn't order groceries yet, did you? So now I'm just going to sit there and look. I did throw this at her, which probably I shouldn't, but the hell with it. I open up the refrigerator door and she goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm going to stand here and stare at the stuff that I dream was in my refrigerator right now. That's what I'm going to do because half of my sandwich was already eaten and the other half is on the floor that the dog's trying to pick up right now by the garbage. Thank you very much.
Did you like... Did you go over and start making a peanut butter and jelly just to really rub it in like this?
You've got to make a peanut butter and jelly club.
I should have started doing what the kids do in Peter Pan, where they start fake eating the sandwiches and the food, the fake food, the imaginary make-believe food like in Hook. That's what I should have done.
Are you expecting an apology?
No, it's over now. I'm not going to carry a grudge over that, but it's not the fattest story I've ever told, but my God, I was looking forward to eating that damn thing.
Too bad you didn't have any of the ramen boxes from downstairs.
You can't eat any of the ramen from downstairs in the middle of the day. It's too much sodium in the middle of the day. I am starting to get a little bit older here.
Really driven at home. Like, this is what I'm left with.
There was a time, guys, no one's going to believe me because of how I look. There was a time where, yeah, you know what? You could have Taco Bell in the middle of the day and keep on trucking. You could have a great big double Whopper and just keep on moving throughout your day. Nah, man, it's club sandwiches. It's about as heavy as it gets. Like, I can't even have fries on the side anymore. It's just like, well, the rest of my day is done. Everything that I had for the afternoon, done. Baseball practice, ain't going to be able to make it. I got to lay here on this couch and let all this digest. So if I'm going to eat anything that's, there's dinner food and there's lunch food now. There's no, it used to all mix. Now it's all different because, you know, you get a little older and
you get
tired and here you are.
It's a more sophisticated palate too. In your mind, you can't cross, like, hey, it's breakfast for lunch or breakfast for dinner. No. You start to really categorize.
Yeah.
You put up boundaries.
Like, I'll get food here and, like, if I eat the sausage, I'll get sweaty and, like, get that greasy feeling from the sausage. I'm like, oh, I can't eat in the sausage.
Lima, you trying to tell me my Cheeto breakfast isn't the way to go?
Hey, sometimes I do get a little envious.
Hey, God bless you, because I can't do it.
I've debated
asking
you.
And I'm bigger than you, and I can't do it. Just letting you know, God bless you.
I don't do it every day anymore.
You are a man of men. Mary Kay Cabot, 822 this morning. I was going to bring up DeAndre Hunter's Instagram, but Mitch isn't here to talk about it, so to hell with it. All right, there was a report from Cleveland.com. Let me get back to the Miles thing here in a minute. Can I just say this one thing? You are in a rock and a hard place if you're a fan. I think there's fans that right now, I'm looking at it, they're mad at me here because, you know, I'm telling them, like, hey, it ain't a big deal about Myles Garrett. Well, they want their feelings justified for this because this team, it's not like this team has been a juggernaut. So they're not in a position to overlook, like, hey, so-and-so didn't come, but it's no big deal because we're still a great franchise. So-and-so wasn't here. Because I think for a lot of fans, they sit there and you think, you know, you've told me all these things aren't a big deal, but they've never been good. They must be a big deal. If all these things that you keep telling me isn't a big issue with this football team and that you just want to sweep under the rug, Kenny, isn't a big deal, then why aren't they in the Super Bowl every year? Which is a valid point. I think it bothers a lot of fans that when they hear me, and I have to respect these feelings. When they hear me say, hey, Miles is who he is. He's never been different. He'll never change. This is year 9. I think they go, why do I take winning more seriously than our greatest player? And I still have to look at them dead in the eye and be dead serious about this. And in the words of Zach Jackson, the 22 Solomons line, would I rather have one Myles Garrett or 22 Scott Solomons? Scott Solomon loved football. Scott Solomon, well, they had nicknames for him, and Mike Pettine loved him because he was a guy on that football team back then that took the game seriously.
They'd show up to the
and
OTAs.
Love the game and would show up to the OTAs and do everything he possibly could. And that's why Mike Pettine loved Scott Solomon, because you know what? If anything, I'm going to get an effort out of this guy. You know who does that? Frankly, high school coaches do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because they know they don't have enough talent. So they have to bring somebody in that they know is going to be a dog for them. Miles, I'd still rather have one Miles in the NFL than 22 Solomons. You need a Solomon. You need a couple of guys to be that way. But if your overall best player ain't that way, sorry, you're going to have to do with what you did, because they weren't going to take anybody because of their attitude at number one overall over Myles Garrett. That's what you're stuck with in this league. Because you can either beat the guy to the spot or you can't. And if you have a great attitude, it helps. But if it doesn't, no skin off your new,
so
you know
weighed,
what.
We've weighed in. We've been like, all right, quarterbacks, they got to be there. Pass rusher like Myles Garrett with his track record.
I think it's quarterbacks and everybody else you'd like to be there.
What about Deontay Johnson?
Is there a reason he wasn't there? I just want to know if there was a reason before I go shoot my mouth off.
Voluntary. You want to cover us in case there was like a death in the family and you don't want us to look stupid.
Because I was checking my phone. I was texting people and I can't get an answer yet.
Because we were both in the same thing. We could not believe that a guy on his last legs, maybe his last opportunity in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then we saw it was either Daryl or Mary Kay like, oh, by the way, Deontay Johnson is not there. And we're like, what?
Until I know exactly what happened. Because I would just assume that if he could be there, he'd be there because this is your last chance
in the
league.
Like, you would imagine his agent was like, hey, I got you this opportunity with the Browns. The other AFC North opportunities didn't really work out. This could be it, Deontay. Like, we think we have exhausted every opportunity. I've looked in my Rolodex. I've called every GM. We found someone who gave you an opportunity. All you have to do, Deontay, is be a good soldier and let people see that your talent is there and it'll win out. We found a team that needs wide receiver help. We found a team that has not drafted wide receivers well at all. They have a blind spot. We have you in here, somebody who has caught over 100 catches in a year, 100 balls in a year, who has had a 1,000-yard year, who still has a talent. You're 28. It's not like you're athletically washed. Hey, come on, Deontay, just all you have to do is show up, smile.
But
if they ask you to do any videos, just do them. If they ask you to do any local radio interviews, just do them. You're at Toledo. You went to Toledo. Like, come on. That's all you – the bare minimum is that we just ask you to go to the voluntary, and he wasn't there.
I understand. I just want to know if something had gotten, if life got in the way for whatever reason before we go shooting our mouth off over him.
Family emergencies.
Because if it did, you're going to feel bad.
Yeah,
so
I would.
Just be careful.
I would genuinely feel bad if that were the case.
All right.
But if we find out a day from now that none of that is true, he's just enjoying his life, probably not a Cleveland Brown going forward, right?
I texted everybody I could.
I know you can't cut a guy for not going, because that's the definition of the CBA. Like, you can literally not cut a guy for not showing up to voluntary minicamp, right? Voluntary workouts.
No, it's voluntary.
You can't cut a guy. But there are 1,000 other reasons you can cut a guy, and I'm sure the Browns could find one of those other. This would be a very easy one that I think everybody would understand.
There you go. I'm not saying anything until I know. If I know, then maybe I'll take the gloves off. But until then, I'm not.
I will be happy, Kenny, to set the record straight.
I was just surprised myself.
And to be corrected.
All right. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:22. I'll be happy to correct you if there needs to be correction, because I ain't saying any of that stuff. I want to play the Joe Flacco audio coming up at 7:45. However, Cleveland.com had a report that Jared Allen and Darius Garland are not untouchable for possible moves this offseason. That is a pretty significant report, considering it is coming from Cleveland.com. I think that they're not untouchable. This is interesting that they're letting it be known that they're not untouchable. So now you're open for business. So he could say whatever he wanted to. Kobe Altman can 2 weeks ago in the press briefings, but he had to. This being out there, he's putting it out there that hey, there's moves that we might be open to if you are willing to come together with some of these moves. I think that's exciting for Cavs fans. I also think that's a little bit nerve-wracking for Cavs fans as well. Because I don't want them to make a move that ends up being short-sighted because they feel they need to shake it up. I think that if there's a move that's prudent, and I don't know what it is. That's why I hate Tradio so much, because I don't know, until we get to the end of the finals coming up here in a couple of weeks, I don't know how this is all going to break. I think that the Celtics are going to do some things differently here. I think the Warriors can do some things differently here, even though that they just went out and they got Jimmy Butler during the season. There's going to be moves that these teams make. I think the Cavs could be one of them, but I don't know necessarily who's going to be available. And there's only, when we talk about some of these players, Anthony, until I know who they are, I can't speak to them yet, because there's only a certain amount of players that I think I would give up Jared Allen, Darius Garland, both for. So I don't. It puts me in a tough position, Anthony, because I don't know yet necessarily who's going to be open. And we've talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay, well, either one of those guys ain't going to be there for just Giannis.
My first issue is how we talk about the term to begin with. untouchable.
Okay.
In the three professional sports, how many guys are untouchable? Because I can guarantee you the Cavs don't have anybody under my definition of untouchable, which is category, untouchable. List of players, Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
How many other guys in sports are Shohei?
Mahomes, Wemby, Shohei.
And I don't even know, because in baseball, if I could realistically trade one player for a bunch of... Because in baseball, one amazing player doesn't really do anything for you in baseball the way that a team full of players... Like, I would argue in baseball, nobody's untouchable either. I would say Patrick Mahomes, and I don't know anything about hockey, so I would say Patrick Mahomes in the sport is the only guy to... Even like Wembanyama. Wembanyama's...
Josh Allen? Josh Allen?
Ooh.
Josh Allen's pretty untouchable.
Well, no, I would trade him for Patrick Mahomes. So he's not untouchable.
Yeah, damn it. That's
like,
true.
I just think it's the silliest of terms.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because right now, there are guys I would trade Donovan Mitchell for. So therefore, he is not untouchable. Wemby, we just signed off. I mean, Wemby, Mobley. We just signed off on a Mobley for Giannis. Therefore, he is not untouchable. At least me and you have. I know not everybody has.
Yes.
So it's a silly phrase. Like, there's no way Kobe Altman,
but it's
if he got a phone call.
But when you say untouchable, it's a public statement that you really don't want to ever trade that guy. When you say they're not untouchable, it's like, hey, we're open for business. Go ahead and make us a call. Like, that's how I took that when I read that. Like, hey, Darius Garland, that we're open now.
Yeah. Well, he should have always
Allen,
been open.
We're open now.
You should have always been open for trading Jared Allen, especially on his team-friendly
deal.
They
weren't last year.
You should have always been open for trading
they
Darius Garland if it made sense.
They were not.
Yeah, last year I had Darius Garland as my 17th best point guard in the league. This year, he's moved up. He had a great year.
He's moved up the Lima rankings, thank God.
He moved up the rankings, but there's still a ton of guys I'd rather have than Darius Garland. So he was never untouchable. That was always dumb to assume that he was an untouchable player. So just sports fans in general, don't listen to GMs or reports on GMs when it comes to untouchable. Because our list today of untouchable players in sports, it included how many guys? We came up with one. Patrick Mahomes. Scottie Scheffler. Maybe the other one who's untouchable. I would not trade Scottie Scheffler for a bunch of LIV players. He'd be untouchable.
Really?
Anybody else?
So if they put, well, now I'm starting to think about it. If you had like three LIV golfers, you wouldn't trade him for one Scottie Scheffler?
You'll have the break. In fact, I'll give you to 8 o'clock. Give me your list. Give me your list of untouchable guys in sports, not even the NBA, because sure as hell, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, they were never untouchable.
Finally, list radio.
Also at 8. Also at 8.
Summer list radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.